סימן שינחס סעיף גימל. In the sea of today that we'll be learning the halachas of muktzeh, that is muktzeh, that is called kli shemelachtoi le'isur. That is muktzeh because people use this kli to do melachas ha'asuros to do in Shabbos. And we'll see it's not only melachas deraisa, even if it's melachas derabonon, it's muktzeh machmas kli shemelachtoi le'isur. Even if it's mitzad ma'iso ayin, it's muktzeh machmas kli shemelachtoi le'isur. If it's mitzvah chumre be'alme, that people are not allowed to do that isu, we'll see the Magen Avraham wants to say it's not considered kli shemelachto le'isu. And this halacha has a lot of details on protim. We'll try today to cover the yesoides and the base klolim from kli shemelachto le'isu that most and a lot of halachas of mukta are included in this halacha. So we'll start Seif Gimel. Kli shemelachto le'isu, the halacha is you're allowed to carry him. Ben letzerich gufoi, ben letzerich mekoimoi. Every muktzah you're not allowed to move. But kli shemelachto le'isur, you're allowed to move him and take him and carry him, letzerich gufoi, to use him for himself, or that you need the place that he is, then you're allowed to take him and move him and carry him. But you're not allowed to take him for saving him, that he will not get spoiled, stolen, etc. Shulchan Aruch is coming to say this halacha. This b'terch kedei dvarim is a little bit arichus here. Kli shemelachto le'isur mutar letalto, like we say, letzerich gufoi mekoimoi. And here the Rambam adds, but im nishtamesh le'isur beben hashmoshes kigoner shehudlek ayin leil. Even that the halacha is that kli shemelachto le'isur letzerich gufoi mekoimoi is mutar, some cases are not. Lemosho, a neir, a candlestick, or maybe the glass where the candle is kli shemelachto le'isur. But if the candles were lighting inside the glass or the candlestick, we'll see later what is called the basis. So b'shas at the ben hashmoshes was a fire there, and muktzah you're not allowed to move at all. So the candlestick or the glass where the candles are in, it became basis ledavar ha'osu, and then you're not allowed to move him even letzer gufoi u'mekoimoi. It's only when there was a fire there. But for example, if you had a hammer that is kli shemelachto le'isur, and you were using it to bang a nail, ben hashmoshes, even you're not allowed to do that, or you're using it to open a nut, that you're allowed to do that, for sure, it's not muktzah doing the whole day later, because that didn't become basis ledavar ha'osu. So read the Shulchan Aruch. Kli shemelachto le'isur mutar le'talteloi, tzer guf ha'mekoyim, and I'm going to learn, but if nishtamesh le'isur ben hashmoshes, k'ener shehudlak ayin le'el, that is basis. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll give you examples. Ben letzer gufei kigoin, kunu shazahovim, like a hammer that you bang on coins, metal coins, oina pochim, make metal, liftzer abayagoizim, you're allowed to carry it to open nuts, kardoim, that you chop trees, lachtech vedvelo, to cut some dates. This is letzer gufei, you're allowed to carry it. Ben letzer mekoimoi, the hainu, what is the case? It's only shtamish mokim shaklim munachsham. He needs to use the place where the kli is, so he's allowed to move it. Umuto le'litle misham, and he's allowed to take it from there. He doesn't have to put it right down. After it's in his hand, he could carry on walking, we'll see. Not forever, but he's allowed to go on with it. This is a tzer gufoi. Abol mechamo le'tzel, but if he's moving it just to protect it from the sun to the shade, the hainu, why does it? She'en etzor le'talteloi, he doesn't need it for himself. He's scared that it will break in the sun. Or you're gonna shom, or it will be stolen there. Also, then he's not allowed. This is the first chaylek. Kli shemelachto le'isur tzor gufoi mekoyim is mutar. Aber letzeich mechama letzel, that the chayfetz himself will be protected, you're not allowed to. Is it some shaylus in the poiskim? What would be if it's not letzeich gufoi mekoyim, but it's not that it will not be stolen? For example, tzarich gufoi mekoyim is to use the hammer to break nuts. Mekoyim, I need the space. Not tzarich gufoi mekoyim, mechama letzel, I want it to be protected, not to be stolen. What would be if I have a hammer here? And if someone would come, I would get a fine because the hammer is here. So I want to move away the hammer. I'm not doing it because I need the hammer, not because I need the place, not because I want to save the hammer, because I don't want to get a fan, a knas. I'm allowed to move it or not, a suffix. Another suffix in the poiskim, If we said it's a gufa in mekoyma, you're allowed to. That it will not get stolen, you're not allowed to. So if I want to open a nut, I'm allowed to. I want to open a window, I'm allowed to. I have a pliers, I want to open a sink that doesn't have the tap, doesn't have the top of it, and I want to use it with a plier, I'm allowed to. What would be if I want to use the plier to open a box, maybe to close a box that has a lot of hammers inside, and no one will steal the hammers? So I'm doing it to protect a different kli shemalachti le'isur. Or for example, you have chametz, so you would take a kli shemalachti le'isur, a pot that has a din of kli shemalachti le'isur, and you would cover the chametz. But so you're doing it not letzerich dover amuto, letzerich something that you're not allowed to move. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. We'll see later, the poskim have a lot of interesting shailes and kigoinda. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see the pratim inside. Sifkotn yud, shemalachti le'isur kelemar. שמיוחדת לדבר שאוסרו לעשות בשבס. ואפילו אם רק רויב מלאכתי לאיסור, הוא גם כן בכלל זה. Not if you only do דבר איסור, even if it's right. שבורה repeats himself in סבקות מחוף, he speaks about dishes, וכדי ראה שמלאכתו הוא לבישול, רק לפעמים שמשתמש בו למים ולפרס, הוא בכלל כלי שמלאכתי לאיסור. אם לא שיש בו תפשו, so it's bottle to the tapshu. The Bura Loch here explains that it's two kind of dishes. Is a dish that is made for cooking. Sometimes you put stuff inside, you go to feed the roif. Hammers. It's for nails. Sometimes you use nuts. Klishim alach tali isu. You're allowed to. If you're not allowed to, only it's a gufa in mekoymoy, but it's mukze. The heter is only it's a gufa in mekoymoy. What if you have a keli that is made for two shimushim exactly the same? You have a key. You could use it for opening a door, and you use it also for opening an elevator. The same key. Just as more chetims that this person uses the elevator. Maybe this is not called kli shemalachti le'isur. It's made for both shimushim, a spoon. You use it for eating and storing when you cook. Even if you, for example, use it more for the isur, but it's made for both. Maybe there you don't go basa roiv. But for sure, if it's roiv heter, for sure you're allowed to. Sifkot Yudalef. Nishtamish. The halacha is that if you used it and it became bossy, it doesn't help the heter of tzarech gufa mekoymoy. Pirusha yomunachol ben hashmosh es dover ha'isur. Kede mesayim, and the shcholo brings the example, ki goy ner shehud lak, the nasa as bossy es dover ha'osur. Aval im osu melocha bakurnos, pshita de muto letaltel, b'shabes et tzarech gufa mekoymoy. Ben le tzarech gufa yomayri she'en lo ikli heter letash mizeh, di lavochi en lo ilishtamesh bekli zeh. Here the Mishnah says a chiddush. He brings a raya in the Sharatzion. You have to be done on the raya, but he says that the heter of the tzar gufay is only if you don't have a kli heter to do the same thing. But if you have a kli heter to do the same thing, you don't have a heter to use kli shemalachti le'isur. Ramesh Feinstein says clearly, but you don't have to go to borrow from a neighbor, maybe even not to matriach so much. If you have, then you have to use it. ולהניחו באיזה מוקים שירצה. דכיוון שהוא ביודי, שנטולו לצריך גופו עם מקוימו, רשי לטלת לו יויסה. How much he wants? We'll see later, what is the shiur? For sure he can't be that the whole day he could. The shaila is, we'll see that the primigodim wants to be machmir, even if he stops, then he can't walk anymore. Shmuchanoch never brought it down, Mishnabur never brought it down. Shmuchanoch Harav says, if he stopped for a long time, again, he's also not allowed to carry on. Shabur doesn't mention it. We'll see later what the priest can bring down. What is the gedorim in it? What is the gedorim in it? Another suffix, what if he's allowed to move it from hand to hand or to pass it to a different person? We'll see it in a second when we go to the Masada, the Sikum Ha'alochis on this Seif. Kosev HaMogen Avrom, the Hu Adin Im Shochach V'Netola B'Yodai, not only in the Netola B'Heter, in a mistake, B'Shegeg, he picked it up. Rashi letaltel yoyso. He's allowed to carry on carrying it. Now the Magen Avraham says, and every muktzah this halacha will be, even in machmas chesaron and keys and moes, every muktzah after it's in your hand, you're allowed to carry on carrying it. Avshan etilo yoyso shelo yitzor guf amekoyim. Va'ayim ba'achronim shiichru da'yeter le'shaych le'bekli shemelachti le'yiso. Ve'loy be'muktzah machmas guf again moes ve'avonim ve'kayo yitzibay. The Achronim are not masking. It's only in Kli Shemalachti Le'isur. We have to know on what the Achronim are choylik. That the whole heter, if Ar Shulchan Aruch is only Benetola Beheter, Bekli Shemalachti Le'isur, of a shochach beklishim alachta leisu, aber in stam mukta is no heter, and even if the toleh beheter, he has to drop it, in a moshul, before Shabbos, and now Shabbos came in, or not. And when the toleh beheter, they're masking that it's shaykh and evi mukta. B'Shabbos beklishim alachta leisu, before Shabbos and evi mukta. When the toleh beisu, dainu b'shochach, then the heter is only beklishim alachta leisu. ובביר הגרו, חוילק אל המוגן אברון וסביר את זה, התירו לו כשהתחיל לטלטל ברשוס. איבן אל כלי שמלאכתי לאיסו, שוחר דוזן הל. וכן משהו ברן ריש בית עין שם. אוני בנטולה בהתר. אוני בנטולה בהתר. The Chazanish says that לפי דגרו נטולה בהתר helps an every mukta, not only in כלי שמלאכתי לאיסו. This is one halacha. The tiltel mukta begufoi, pushing with your body, even for the mukta you're allowed. The zelo nikra tiltel klal, it's not called tiltel, velefi ze, im munach is a dova mukta ala oret, if it's a mukta on the floor, muta ala dochfoi beragli kerei shelo yovoi lehefsad. He's allowed to kick it. The money, he's allowed to kick it under the table. We'll see the Chazanish is choylek, and he holds that it's also not only letzerich ha-mukta, he holds that it's also, it's all to kick mukta with your foot. And again, the pratim we'll see in a second. Mechama letzer is also, why he's moving it from the shade, from the sun to the shade? Because he's yorosh, he's shovos, he's gone yudale, the ayinu, he's baka b'chama for a crack in the sun. Or you're gone of shom, v'udu dumi the mechama letzer. But the goy you're allowed to. What do you mean? You're allowed to move mukta, every mukta? Pashtas not. What do you mean? Could be he means shvuz the shvuz and mokim hefset? Or could be he means that mukta tzor klishim lachti leisu is like leichter and then it's muta with a goy. Also, v'im choyshev olav gam letashmish muta letalten afilu ikar kavanos imecham aletzel. He's allowed to cheat. He's a Moshe, he has a hammer, and he's scared that he's stolen. He's allowed to decide that he will take it to open the nut, and then, after it's in his hand, he can do what he wants. For sure, he only could decide such a decision if he doesn't have a nut opener, a nut cracker. But if he has one, we saw the Mishnah Berurah before, there is no heter. This is the first chelek of Klishim Melachti Leisu. And I want a little bit, just to go over the details and the pratim of the halachas of Klishim Melachti Leisu, that because this Seif is the Yesoid and the Binyan Av to all of these things. So I want a little bit maybe to explain it. The halacha of Klishim Melachti Leisu is couple things that make a Klishim Melachti Leisu. For example, a needle is Klishim Melachti Leisu for sewing. Even a purse that you put money inside is called Kli Shemelachti Leisu. We said already, even if it's Melochet Rabbonon or even Mar Yisra'ayin, it's also called Kli Shemelachti Leisu. If it's a Chumre Be'alma, then it's a Shaila. A fan. Reb Moshe Feinstein said it's also Kli Shemelachti Leisu. Here it's a little bit already interesting. The way we use it, we press the button. This is the way we use it. But when it's on, the ear is not that I'm doing a melacha, but even so it's called Kli Shemelachti Leisu. But for example, a watch. Even though also you have to put a battery in, you have to wind it, but it's not called the Tashmish is Darach HaYisu. Mashengen a fan is called Kli Shemelachti Leisu. A phone book, Rishon Zalman Auerbach is Mechadesh, that a phone book is also called Kli Shemelachti Leisu, and it's really a bigger Chiddush. There, he's not doing a Isu in the phone book, but he's using it to look. Numbers says Klishim Melachti Leisu. Sure, it's a gufo in Mekoyma. You're allowed to. If you want to see your address inside, you're allowed to. As another halacha that the Prima Gadi brings down, Klishim Melachti Leisu that doesn't have Shimushi Heter. For example, a camera, you don't use for nothing else. Even the truth is you could use it to put papers not to fly away. So it's divided to two. A normal camera is not called that it has shimush heter. It's not called a shimush. If it's on your desk, and every time you use it to hold the papers not to move away, then it's called that it has shimush heter. But a camera is not called that it has shimush heter. A cell phone maybe has, because it also has a time, you can look on the time. So the Acholim clear if it's called Klishim Alachti Li'isur, or it's worse. The Primogodim learns if it's no Shimusha Heter, so then you're not allowed to move it in Levin Atzerich Gufayim Mekoyimay. The truth is, Chazanish is very much machmir in it. And we'll see, it's not clear what the Poskim really hold. Rabbi Eliashiv holds that he has to be machmir. Some say for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that B'Sha'as HaDchak could be semer to be mekel, or at least to do it kilachar yad. And Sefer Tetzuleh Shabbos, Perek Beis Ha'Oreh, he brings that Rav Moshe was matir. Rav Wozner holds, L'maisi yesh lehachmir, Shasadcha Godel, you have to maybe, you could be mekel. Now, as another zach, that Klishim Alachti Le'isur has to be a keli. If it's not a keli, so then it's also. For example, a person has soap. So a piece of soap is Klishim Alachti Le'isur. The truth is, why is Klishim Alachti Le'isur? Because you wash yourself up with that. But in the same hand, the soap, the truth is, doesn't have a shem keli. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma that if it doesn't have a shem keli, it doesn't have a din if klishim melachta liyisur. Klishim melachta liyisur has to have a shem keli. B'mele, a soap, even if it will have shimushi hetero, if you don't need shimushi hetero, it will be called mukta machmas gufa and you're not allowed to move it. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wanted to say that klishim melachta liyisur soap, because it's made specially in the company for using, so b'meile it's not called that it's not a keli, and it gets a shem keli, even so. But it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush of Shlomo Zalman that is called klishim alachti liyisur, because it's made specially in the company for that. But we have to know, if it's not made specially for that, so then for sure it's also to move it. Has to have a shem keli, phone, a fan. This is called a shem keli. Now, what is the heter of klishim alachti liyisur? The heter is the tzerich gufoy. What is the tzerich gufoy? For example, I take a hammer to open a nut, plier to open a sink, a tap, a needle to take out a koitz. Now, you're allowed to take it even if you not need it now for sure. You think later you will need it where you are, and it makes sense, it's mistaber, that you will need it, then you're allowed to. But again, if you want to take it away because you don't want it to get spoiled or stolen, you're not allowed to. But the person who wants to bring a shein zach and a tila ledavid says it as well. What would be if it's here and it's going to get stolen? And you need it later for Shabbos. So like I'm allowed to take it because I need it later for Shabbos, so I'm allowed to move it away from the place to get stolen because I will not have it later for Shabbos. You're not allowed to take it if you need it for Motzei Shabbos. But you're allowed to take it to give it to your friend. But you're not allowed to take it to give it to a guy. Some will matter even if you want to use it to give a present to make someone happy, you're allowed to. Big Shaila. We said again, Al Yedei Aharon you're allowed to. You're allowed to make yourself to need to eat nuts. This is a tzerich gufay. Tzerich mekoymoy. The halacha is that you're allowed to tzerich mekoymoy. What is the halacha of tzerich mekoymoy? You need a place. Now, what is called tzerich mekoymoy that you need a place? So, for example, if I need to put something else on the table and there's a mukta, I want to change the tablecloth, I'm allowed to. I want to use this place, I'm allowed to. I have to walk in the place and people will walk in and they could fall down, I'm allowed to. I have an oven and I want to open the oven to put in food or to take out food. In the case that you're allowed to take it in and out, you're allowed to move the door of the oven, even though the door is a klishim alachti liyisur, you're allowed to. Same thing with a washing machine. If you have clothes and you need to take out the clothes, it's klishim alachti liyisur, it's tzerich mekoymoy, to get to the place. When the door is open and you want to close it, if you're closing it because you need that the food will not dry, it's tzerich gufoy. If you need, because you need to pass here, tzorch mekoymoy, stam disturbs you, is no heter. If it's on the windowsill and you want to open the window and it disturbs you, you're allowed to. You want to go to sleep at the bed and it disturbs you, you're allowed to. Kli shemulach de liyisu that is in the room and it doesn't disturb you, just you're embarrassed. There's a pen near the table and you're embarrassed and people will come in, it's not Shabbazik, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. But if you're really embarrassed to bring people into the room, really embarrassed, if Shmuel Eimbach says you're allowed to. A fan that is blowing on you and disturbing you, you're allowed to move it, it's considered tzach mekoymoy. You have a cell phone, you skin it, will ring and disturb people. You're allowed to. What would be if you're not so nervous that it will disturb people, just you're embarrassed that people will think that your phone is ringing? Maybe it's negiah to the heter of Shmuel Eimbach, I'm not so sure. Now, the halacha is, we said, netoloi beheter, you're allowed to carry on to where you want. Now, we mentioned already in the Akdama that the Pribegotim says that if you stand lofush to rest, you're not allowed to carry on. The Mishnah Berurah never brought it down. The Loshon HaShulchan Aruch HaRav is, Mistabash lo yitiru chachom lo licho kol hayoyim bli gvul. Elavade lo yitiru lo yitiru lo chomokim shiirtze. Achim oman lofush harei zo osu. But the Mishnah Berurah never mentions it. Shmuel Eimbach says that if the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, Mistabash it's muta, but for sure you can't walk the whole day. To move from hand to hand, the Sefer Teshuvah Shabbos, the Psichlos in Meshin Ches, says that it's also, Teshuvah Shabbos wants to be matir, that Yehu Rabbe is mesupik, if you're allowed to move it from one hand to the other hand. And, I'm sorry, the Primi Godim is mesupik, and Simen Tov Meivov, Efshod Eshori La'avir Miyad Liyad, and the Yehu Rabbe is mesupik to move it from one person to the other person. This is Netolei Beheter. What if you're Netolei Betos, and a mistake, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're allowed to carry on carrying it, but he brings down from the Goyen that you're not allowed to, that the Goyen says that you have to take it down, that the Goyen says that you have to take it down. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down Meshem the Goyen, that the Goyen holds that you have to take it down, but most of the Achronim hold that you don't have to take it down. Most of the Achronim hold it a mistake, you're allowed to leave it. This is the first chelik. This is in the Klishim Melachti Le'isu. Now, what if a person is walking and he finds in his pocket money in Shabbos? There is Muktzah Machmas Gufay. So if we say that Netolei Beheter, he put on the clothes before Shabbos, applies in every Muktzah, not only in Klishim Melachti Le'isu, it's okay. But if we say, like most poiskim, that you're not allowed to. So again, so if you're the first poiskim, you're allowed to, we have two reasons to allow to. One, every Muktzah we say, you're allowed to the Magen Avraham. Second of all, carrying in the clothes is called Tiltul Min Atzad, and Tiltul Min Atzad you're allowed to. And it's not called, even the Tiltul Min Atzad is not allowed to Letzarech HaMuktzeh, you're not doing it Letzarech HaMuktzeh. So why are you not pouring it here? Because it gets stolen, but it's not called Letzarech HaMuktzeh. And Bichlal, they hold that Bechai Gavne is a Heta. Some Poskim hold that there's a Chiyuv to be Menayre. There's a chiyuv to be menayret. Tehainu, there's no heter of tiltul min atzad, or in tiltul min atzad, you're chiyuv to menayret, and there's no heter that the muktzah is in your hand. But if it will get lost here, there's no chiyuv niyu. Tehainu, now make a sequel. If you're the first shita, you're allowed to take it to your house, to the room that you want it to be in the house. Because it's netolei beheter, it's a tiltul min atzad, and you're allowed to. The other shita holds, you're not allowed to, even if it's tiltul min atzad, maybe they hold it's not tiltul min atzad, but they don't hold from netolei beheter. Even the Tiltul Min Atzad they hold, you have to menayer it right away. Just if in the place that you menayer it now to be a hefsed, you're allowed to take it to a place that would not be a hefsed. But if not, you mechuyev to take it out. What would be if a person, something became mukta shebole yodei beheta, not from before Shabbos? So like this. Maybe we'll start. Mukta shebole yodei betos. Some hold that you're allowed to take it to where you want. Some poskim hold that every muktzah you have to take off, and the achor of the Mishnah Berurah is legabe dat shaila that every muktzah that if it's not klishim lachti leisur, even if it's bali yodei betoes, you have to take off. What if it's bali yodei beheta? So the ma'aseh in the Mishnah Berurah by us, we don't have a clear zach bali yodei beheta. What is called bali yodei beheta? That he doesn't have to drop it. If it means before Shabbos, not so clear. But what would it be if it came in Shabbos? For example, he was peeling a fruit, and now he has the peel in his hands. He took out the pit, and now he has the pit in his hands. He was mafrish tumas u'maisles, chala and yontif, and before it was a dough that he's allowed to eat, now it became trumat meyer. So if we said evi mukta shebo liyodoi, you're allowed to put it where you want. So for sure, indeed, you're allowed to put it where you want. Even if we will say that in Shal Mukta we don't matir bebali yodei betoes or bebali yodei beheta, maybe we are matir. But even if we will say that we are not mechalik, and every Mukta you have to drop. Here, Zogim Shemazam and Oyabach, he has a ride that it's Mukta. Why? The Mishnebura and Simen Tov Kuf Vov, Seif Dalet brings down. Now read the Loshen. והוא הדין של אסור בטלטול, ואף על פי כן מיד שקורא לו שם חלה ועדיין ביודו קודם שהניחו, סבקון חופטס. רשא לתדו חמוקם שאירצו מניחו שמנחו למועד, ועוד סופו. Why? הגרס. כזה זבו ליודי בהתו. איי, but it's מוקצה מחמס גופו, it's חלה תמיה. And similar, we have it tough memvov. First of all, to ask a shayla rov, and he told him that it's chomets. Shemu also wants to say that you're allowed to take it to where you want. So for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach asks, what is the difference? By Yossi Paskins, that Shal Mukta is no heter if Bala Yodoy. And the Pashas even be heter, even if it came from before Shabbos. And here he Paskins that it's also. And here he Paskins that it's Mutter and Chala. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say that the Chala was Mutter Bechefze, and now it became Mukta, it's worse. Mashiach, and if he took a Mukta, or maybe even if he had it from before Shabbos, then he has to drop it, and the heter is only klishe melachti leisu. When he asks a shayla, the mishabur and top memvov is medame the same thing. If a person asks a shayla, some want to be machmir when a person asks a shayla, because they say there was nisbar le mafreya that it was a treif. So we made it was mukta meikore. We'll have to see the mishabur and top tzadik zayin see if you zayin. Now, the Mishnebura mentioned here another thing, tiltul mukta beragloi, to kick mukta with your foot. So the Mishnebura's shita is that you're allowed to kick mukta with your foot. Says clearly, he brings down from later on, that you're allowed to kick mukta with your foot. This is the shita of Mishnebura. I want to bring it down. Yesh min apoyskim shiitiru tiltul dava mukta beragloi, they're a matter to push up with your foot. וקוסבו את הזהו אף באופן שאויצס לצורך שמירה על דבר המוקצה. וכן פוסק המשנבור, אומנם החזניש, עושה בזה בכל גבנה. אף כשמטרוס הטילטו לי לצורך דבר המוטר שמעוניין שהמוקצה לא יהיה בחדר זה. חזניש אסרס and every case. חיה עוד המזמוקם של המשנבור, וחזניש and סימן ממזיין, סיב גוטן ילבייזין את גימל אסרס. But the משנבור is matter is only in things that normally you don't push them with a foot. But if you have an oven that you push normally with a foot, avada it's also. This is the aloch of tiltul mukta beragloi. Why? Because tiltul mukta begufoi, you're allowed to. This is the aloch of tiltul mukta begufoi, you're allowed to. Now, the Mishnebura holds tiltul mukta begufoi is allowed to, even letzerich hamukta. Chazon Ish holds tiltul mukta begufoi is allowed to, shaloi letzerich hamukta. And here I want to make seder. As one machleik is tiltul mukta begufo, you're walking and you're pushing something, you're allowed to. What if you're pushing with your body, let's say, the mukta, chazanish asas and mishnebu as matir. Whereas another machleik is pushing with the foot. Chazanish holds that it's not called tiltul begufo because you're pushing. It's also an heavy case. The mishnebu holds it's a tiltul begufo and you're allowed to, even let's say, ha mukta. This is one aloche. We'll see later in the more details, Shaboy. As another aloche, what if a person wants to push it with a foot? With a stick. He wants to push it with a stick. You're allowed to push mukta with a stick or not? You're allowed to push mukta with a stick or not? So here we have to know, not everyone is matir. Apoiskim nechleku, im tiltul dova mukta lidei dova rachel. And then you only a tiltul minatzad is worse than tiltul begufoy. And then you only muter letzerich davar hamuter, or it's yodei arichten, it's also even letzerich davar hamuter. Yes, I say even nechshav tiltul minatzad, ve'lishitosu muter letaltu davar muktzad, de makelim oiz letzerich davar hamuter. For example, he wants to move it off the table. And some hold that it's mamash like a yodah richter, but it's also even a tzarich the mukta. We'll see now the second chelik of the seif, the ramo. Kol mukta eina osur elo betiltu. Every mukta is only osur to move. Aval benegir be'alme she'eino menad nedoy, a mukta that you're not moving it, just touching it, shori, you're allowed to. Velochen, mutor liga b'meneiro shebesakneset she'aneiro dolkins all of, you're allowed to touch. Oy betanu she'dolek bo'yesh, oven has a fire. Chen mutor likach dovor heter, amunach al dovor mukta. This is another heter, even that the things will shake, but it's called tiltu min atzad. V'chein mutor letaltu v'mukta l'idei nipuach, to blow on it. V'lo yavi elav tiltu l'kilachar yad, v'lo mikri tiltu. So tiltu l'kilachar yad, and you're allowed to. So I want first to speak on the last line of the Ramo. You're allowed to blow on a mukta and move it with a blow. It's called tiltu l'kilachar yad. B'meile it's mutor. It's called tiltu l'kilachar yad, b'meile it's mutor. So, and the Ocha Shabbos is Mesupik. What would be if he does it L'tzerich HaMukta? He wants to medayik Rav Kivi Eger by us that you're allowed to blow even L'tzerich HaMukta. Now he wants to say there another Chiddush in Perek Yutes, Yif Reish Nun Zayin. Mutol L'taltel Mukta L'yedei HaTos HaSmaim. You're allowed to spritz water. Keep going. Imunach Dov HaMukta in the sink. You want to spritz water to move it, or in the bathroom. You want to move it, you're allowed to. Here is already Mesupik. If to say that it's like an aficha and you're allowed to even l'tzerich hamukta, or you're not allowed to l'tzerich hamukta. It's a big arichas, I don't want to go into it in the moment. We'll go back to the Mishneh Berurah. Back to the Mishneh Berurah. And the first chelik is the Ramo of the Negiah b'mukta. Sif Kotten Yudzai. Abel b'negiah b'alme, ayin b'simen shin yud sifov. Ubimogin Avram Shom. Deicha da negiya letzerich dover ha-mukta. He's touching for the mukta. Kegoin. She koife kli al ha-mukta leshomro, tzoch lizor shelo ligab. Ve'agroshom v'yuru posak rabba magid in nekiya b'chol gav neshori. Im layobo lenadu lade ha-negiya. V'chinkosu b'derech ha-chai. Machlekes. If it's also only letzerich ha-only, I'm sorry. Neshchanoch is ramo is matir. If it's mutter only if it's not letzerich ha-mukta, even letzerich ha-mukta is mutter. If it's not moving. Here the Mishneh Berurah is not machriya, but in Simen, Shin Yud, Sivkot and Chobeis, is machriya kedas agro. Oy betanu, Sivkot and Yudches, haynu afilu betanu ha-metaltel umutor ligab, afilu b'shor shedelek bo'esh. This is the first halacha. So I want to be masked with this halacha. Negiya b'mukta. In Yerushalmi brings down Perek Hei in Beitze, Shechonor brings it down later in Shin Yud Seivav. You're allowed to cover a kli on a Beitze Shenolda b'Shabbos, that is his mukta, to protect her. But it says, Bilvad that the keli will not touch the egg. And the Shaila is why. Magen Mishnah learns, you're not allowed to touch because maybe it will move. And the Tosafot Hadassin says, because you're not allowed to touch when you're coming to protect the mukta. The Magen Avraham is choishes to Tumas Hadeshin, the Goyen is choilek, the Mishavur is machriya, that you're allowed to touch even if it's a tzarech hamukta. But you have to be careful that if it's a chashash that it will move, you're not allowed to. Now, for example, a person has a computer, he has a cover for the computer. So if the shit is that if lekisi the tzarech hamukta is also, it will be also. If it doesn't move, it's mutar, it's mutar. Some say that the shiloh, you have to know why you're covering it. If you cover it because you don't want it to get scratched, so it's telling that machlekes, it's the fina Mishneh Berurah, it's mutar. But if you're covering it because it's not Shabbos dik, so you're not doing it l'tzarich hamukta, so then you're allowed to, for sure, only if it doesn't move. Only if it doesn't move. I saw a aloche I want to mention in Ocha Shabbos, he says like this. The covers that people put on lights, you're allowed to put them on Shabbos. Why? It's not called Tzarech HaMukta. It's for you not to touch. The truth is, you have to know the truth of the matter. It's for you not to touch. You don't want people to shut for you the fire the light, and you're scared that you'll be left in the dark. Yesh la'ayin b'ze. Ufirish the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yutes, lika davar heter, ayinu afilu kshadavar mukta toluy, da'aldei lekichas ha'etar misnatnet, mikol mokim shori. There's a mikra tiltu min atzal l'tzeir davar amuto. It's called tiltu min atzal l'tzeir davar amuto.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.